Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, how about this? The USA U23s overturned a 2-0 deficit against the France U23s on Monday with goals in a span of 3 minutes. And that guy right there, Griffin Yao, off the bench, helped spark this turnaround for the United States. 2 matches, a goal and 2 assists. Those are some pretty good stats during the international break, if I do say so myself. And we here on Morning Footy are honored now to be joined by Griffin Yao, who said he's got some nicknames going this camp. Yowski, Yowza, Griffin Yao. That's an awesome athlete last name. I just have to say that.
I appreciate it. Yao is it's definitely not a last name that you hear very often.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so you got your teammates and I'm sure coaches as well getting to use it in creative ways. And what was the reaction to that goal, both from your team and yourself after you scored it?
I think, first off, my team could not have been more supportive, to be honest, especially my American friend here at Westerlo, Brian Reynolds. I mean, as soon as it went in, I first immediately went to get the ball, and then I kind of just took a glance over to the bench, and I saw him on his feet, jumping up and down, and yeah, from the rest of them, they were very supportive. And me personally, it was definitely a big moment for me. You know, it had been a while since I had been with the national team, and so to be able to make my mark and score that goal on that type of stage against that type of team was, you know, it's everything I've been working for.
Griff, you and I, both former DC United players, it's so good to see you continuing to develop and progress. But you guys are going up against juggernauts, right? These are Olympic favorites in this France national team. What did it do for your confidence moving forward? Because I don't think anyone really gave your squad a chance. And all of a sudden to come back and make it 2-2, now that you have them in the group, are you guys feeling a little bit better? Did you always think that, hey, we can do this?
You know, I think personally, we going into the game, we didn't really want to, you know, overhype them. We didn't want to be, you never want to be scared going against an opponent, even though, you know, you hear the big name of France and you know that they've got big players, big names, names that I immediately recognize without even having to look at the scout for France. You know, I can just go down the roster and, you know, I recognize names. And so for us, it was really, you know, just kind of approaching it like any other game to the best of our ability, you know, and not being scared, you know, just doing the things that we train. You know, a big staple for us as a team was, and this is something that the coach was saying throughout the entire camp, was, you know, we have our identity and where we're going to play a certain type of way no matter what. You know, of course, based on every opponent, you tweak, you know, one or two small things. But, you know, we have our style of play. We have our identity. and we're going to stick with that, you know, whether it's France, whether it's Guinea, whether it's these, you know, big names or names that you don't hear very often. We're going to stick with what we know and what works for us, what we've been training on. And I think it just showed in that game. You know, I thought we came out very, very strong. You know, I didn't think we showed any fear. I thought, you know, we had one or two great opportunities just in the first 10 minutes. And I think that, you know, that just kind of goes to show that we're a big name too, you know, and we are here to show everyone that.
I like how you speak, Griff. Everyone's calling you Griff. Should I go Yao Dog? I want to give you a nickname as well.
Maybe Yao Dog.
What up, Yao Dog? Real quick, I do want to talk about that move, as Charlie mentioned, going from DC United, getting a lot of playing time with Luton, heading over to Europe. Obviously, now you're on the national team. You're getting minutes, and when you do get minutes, dude, you're shining. You've got two assists against Guinea. You're obviously scoring against France, which we've just seen. How do you think that move to Westerlo in the Belgian side, a newly promoted Belgian side? How do you think that changed your game, and did it at all, or is this who you've always been?
No, you know, I think, you know, you have there's like a base of a player that I've always been, and the move to Westerlo just kind of amplified all those things. The one I talk about a base, you know, it let me work on the things that I really need to work on. You know, it allowed me to make mistakes, and you know, that was really the biggest thing, being on a platform where I'm able to make mistakes, where I'm able to then look at the film, where I'm able to go into training and feel like it's going to be okay to make mistakes. Like, I'm not going to lose the ball, or I'm not going to, you know, make a big mistake and immediately like, oh, you know, that's it. You know, my playing time's cut, I'm back on the bench, or I've got this long way to go. It's a really great platform to be able to, like I said, make mistakes, to grow, to really amplify those base things that I've been doing since I was a youth player. And I can't give enough credit to the club of Westerlo. You know, the coaches, the staff, the players, you know, everyone has just been so supportive from since my first day here. And yeah, I don't think I could have made a more perfect move from DC as a stepping stone.
Griff, going back to the game, what was it like scoring a goal like that in front of Thierry Henry?
it was crazy, definitely. I think in the moment, as soon as the ball went in the net, I didn't really think about it. But, you know, after when everything kind of settled down and I really, deeped what had happened, it was unbelievable, you know, because Thierry Henry being a player that I've watched for years and, you know, that my brothers watched for years, that everyone talks about and that I'm used to seeing on TV, to be able to first see him before the game in real life, you know, checking out the pitch, and, you know, as I'm walking onto the pitch, just seeing him in person. And then on top of that, being able to score against him was unbelievable.
Real quick, do you listen to a lot of UK hip hop by any chance?
You know, I here and there, I'll listen to some UK hip hop. I think now that I'm more in Europe, in Belgium, I think it's definitely become one of my favorites. But
because
you know,
just said deep, which is like that's a real North London term right there.
Yeah, no, I'm a big hip hop guy. So, you know, whether it was, you know, American hip hop or UK hip hop, a lot of the slang, I just pick it up, and it makes it difficult to communicate sometimes with some of my teammates, because I'll throw around like a slang word from America or something like deep, and they're like, wait, like, what did you just say?
Yeah, I swear, when you're in those locker rooms, all of a sudden, you know, your teammates are playing different music, so you naturally take it in. You're like, hey, where's this from? Where's this beat from?
You become more international?
100%. Yeah. What'd you think of the stadium? That was my former club, so show. What'd you think of the pitch?
Oh, it was nice. It was really nice. We trained on it the day before, obviously, and it was great. The atmosphere was great. The ground was great. Honestly, everything was awesome, especially compared to, you know, not that our field against Guinea and Spain was, you know, so bad, but compared to that stadium, it was night and day for sure.
Okay, so show FC, okay. show Duna Ale. My last question, Griff, is you obviously showed your quality in this last camp. There's only 18 spots on the Olympic team. How competitive is it for these 18 spots, knowing that there's three overage players that can come into the picture.
Yeah, I think it's super competitive. And I think that's kind of what makes, you know, the whole dynamic of the group so great. You know, everyone is trying to show their best at 24/7, you know, whether it's at training, whether it's in the games, whether, you know, you're coming off the bench, whether you're starting, everyone is, you know, a top player. So everyone is constantly competing, constantly trying to give their best. And yeah, it's definitely high stakes. But you know, like I said, I think that's a great environment for a team. You know, I don't think you ever want to be a player and have the feeling like, you know, I'm comfortable. You know, for me personally, when I'm uncomfortable and when I'm feeling like, okay, you know, I've got something to prove, I've got something to show, you know, that's where I think me personally, I've had my best games is when I'm out there to prove something to everyone.
Facts.
Griffin, big facts. You touched on what it was like seeing Thierry Henry before the match. Who's your team? Do you have a team that you root for?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad. I've been a Chelsea supporter since I was really young, because my older brother was a Chelsea supporter. And so just growing up, constantly watching them, you know, Hazard, Drogba. But in the recent months, it's been tough to be a Chelsea supporter.
Yeah, it's been real yowza.
Alexis, love it. Hey, Griff, we do a little thing here called Footy Kit Friday. We'd love to get some Westerloo kits. So if you can help hook us up, let us know. Yeah, we're going to shamelessly put that out there.
That will definitely be possible. I will, as soon as I get an address, they will be sent your way.
All right.
Let's go.
Westerloo repping. Let's go. Okay, Griffin, yeah, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.